This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 26th. God's word for you today is choices. Our scripture reading is taken from Haggai 1, verse 7, and it says, "Think very carefully about your choices." Over the next few days, we are going to examine the life choices Moses had to make based on the things he valued, which led to the greatness that God had for him. And if we make these choices based on the right values, we too will end up with the greatness that God has for his people. Matthew 11 verse 23 to 27 says, "By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible." When Moses exited chapter A of his book and entered chapter B, he had to make some choices based on his values. When chapter C of his book came, he was buried by God himself, and only God knows where Moses was buried. Exodus 34, please read. In other words, God took care of chapter C of Moses' life, which was out of Moses' control. Moses had no control over chapters A and C, but Moses controlled everything that happened in between in chapter B. Moses made 4 major choices that shaped his life and destiny. If you and I can make those 4 choices, we will shape our lives and destinies beautifully in the way that the God of heaven wants. What choices did Moses make? Number 1. Refused to be defined by others. The first choice Moses made was he refused to be defined by others. Hebrews 11 verse 24 says, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter." For you to become all that God has called you to be, you have to refuse to be defined by others. Whether it is your colleague, your cousin, your parents, or your siblings, you have to refuse to be defined by others, and sometimes that is all you need to do. To be described as the son of Pharaoh's daughter was prestigious, but he refused. You could say Moses had an identity crisis. He was born a Hebrew slave, but was raised as Egyptian royalty. A lot of people today have an identity crisis. Teenagers and adults are wondering, who am I? Who am I going to be? What am I here for? At some point, Moses had to decide. He refused to be Egyptian royalty and choose to be a Hebrew slave. Whoa. Let us pray. Father, help me consciously refuse to be defined by others daily. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.